The New York Jets. Yes, Julian Stanford. Julian comes from Bloomfield. I played high school football in Bloomfield, not at the high school. And he's got something to announce, Daniel. We're happy to have him with us.
He's in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair. Julian, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, Brad and Dan.
Julian, I know you've got a big announcement to make, what you're doing for the people in Greater Hartford. So how about making it?
I teamed up with Food Share in Bloomfield, Connecticut, and we're going to be handing out 150, I'm going to be donating 150 turkeys to the Youth and Social Services of Bloomfield, Connecticut, which is, and I'm also a Bloomfield native, so this is a lot, very important to me, and I'm kind of very excited to do this.
Congratulations. That's terrific.
150 turkeys.
Yeah, that's
all
awesome.
150 turkeys, yes.
And you know something? The Jets have just scored a touchdown.
Indeed they did.
Yeah. No, that's terrific, Julian.
And, wonderful.
Now, how important is it to give back to the area, Julian?
I think it's extremely important to give back to the area, and I think that for a small town like Bloomfield, Connecticut, sometimes it's often overlooked. So I thought it was very important for me, since I'm a Bloomfield native, and I play football in the NFL for New York Jets. I think it's very important to, you know, give back to your community and kind of, you know, go back to your roots and help out maybe some people who are less fortunate or may not be able to, you know, do things on their own for this special holiday.
Well, that's
Boy, this is absolutely terrific.
Where'd you play high school football in Connecticut?
I went to school at Metropolitan Learning Center in Bloomfield, and since at the time they didn't have any sports, I played for my Ascending District School, which was Bloomfield High School.
Oh, okay. And what was the experience like playing high school football?
I mean, at that level, it was just, you know, it was just pretty much fun. You know, I like playing sports. I played football, I played basketball, and I ran track. So it was something that
But Bloomfield High is where you played your football?
Yes.
Okay. You know, Julian, it's interesting because you were not drafted by any NFL team, and yet you made it. You're a very inspirational story. What motivated you to keep at it, even though you weren't drafted?
I just felt that, you know, let me take a step back. I was undrafted in the NFL as well, but I went to a small college. It's called Wagner College in Staten Island. And, I mean, I was the first player to make an active roster from that school since 1972. So I was just very motivated to kind of defy the odds.
Wow.
And it's always been a lifelong dream of mine. So I just, you know, kind of put my head down, kept working, and kept at it.
And listen, the Jets, they're doing, yeah. I know you lost a couple of tough games, but you weren't supposed to win that many games this year, and you're hanging around, Julian.
That's correct. I mean, just, you know, you kind of put your head down, go to work, and, you know, let things happen.
Yeah. Are you going to be making the presentation officially to Food Share? What's happening today?
Well, I'll be going over to Food Share to pick up the turkeys and load the truck up, and then I'll be heading over to the community center where I'll be meeting some Bloomfield scholarship football players will be helping me hand out the turkeys over at the community center. So we'll get over there and we'll get set up, and then we'll start handing turkeys out.
Well, let me tell you something, Julian. I live in Bloomfield. I've lived in Bloomfield for 30 years. It's a great town, and it's getting better.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Yeah. It's definitely a great time. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Well, Julian, you're very kind to do what you're doing. It's all about giving back to the community, and you epitomize that. And thanks very much for spending some time with us this morning, and good luck to the Jets the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Take care.